Oh.
It's
Yes.
Oh
So
yeah,
exciting.
it is. But guess what? We can't just bust through here like we were on a call, okay? You know, I really and truly have to do a
Yeah.
proper introduction and all the above. You know how I do what I do, girl. But hold up, let me light up because these people, they about to girl light just fall over there. What you sipping on? You know, cause we about to
Yes.
get greasy.
That good Tennessee honey.
Whoopsie. I know that right. You see, because I didn't want to say some girl, I just got one of my mystics blessed me, but come on, girl, hold up. It's almost a minute and I didn't even say hey to my people yet. Hold on. Greetings, 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 mystics. Praises be to the Most High. I am Marvel Mystic of Every Little Thing podcast. And tonight, I have a special guest, someone that I've had the privilege of knowing with some internet love for some time until we had that in-person love, you feel me? This young lady tonight is definitely gonna shed some light on some things as I am walking into my next power or the newest power of being a presenter of intimate sex and STDs. And for those who don't know me, I am Marva Mystic, owner of Mystically Me Apothecary, okay, where I have just decided to dive into my herbal healing. But because I love all things sex, I have branded off and branched off into the intimate side. And I have been asking for the Most High to send people that can be in the right place to assist others. Because you see, what happened is a lot of times we're given the power to make changes, but because we're still so caught up in thinking about self, we don't step out and help the mass. So this evening, I want to welcome Black Goddess. Black Goddess.
Hi, hi, hi. Thanks for inviting me.
For sure. Thank you for even saying, yes, I'll be a part of this and jumping on. And if you guys hear any ching-a-ling-ling, you know it's my bracelets. It's all right. Okay. Just chime on in with the ching-a-ling-ling. But, yo, Goddess, what's good? I mean, I know we share the same season, so I just want to be like, yo, how was your season? You
it
know?
Was interesting. It was definitely something different for me. You know, I just got into my dirty 30. So this is definitely a new journey for me. I choose not to. I've learned from my 20s, and I'm taking on what I have learned and applying it to my 30s. And that's just it. I'm not moving forward. I mean, moving backwards. I'm moving forward.
I know that.
So, yes, I'm elevating. I have been working on my business. I have been doing nails. I'm really taking that seriously. I've been getting quite a few clients. I've been in the gym a lot lately to get my mind together, because if you know, health is wealth, right? So you know, if you ain't got your inner peace, you know, how you gonna help the next person, you know? So that's definitely what I'm on. I'm about healing and moving forward
and you know,
learning.
And as humanitarians, you know, I was signed as such humanitarians, we want to always help people. But a key part of, like you just said, a key part of us assisting others is knowing what we need to back up and assist ourselves in order to be greater for the next person, you know?
Yes.
So definitely, definitely. I can remember, you know, my solar day just passed on Sunday, and, you know, I just approach 39 and fine.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So as just a more mature Aquarian, and you know, knowing you for probably about a decade or so,
you've been
now,
knowing me since my early 20s,
girl.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you watch me grow, And watch me grow online, like, you know, and actually talk to me. Actually, we finally got to meet last year, you know, which was very emotional, happy, but emotional, because you could have just, you know, did what you did and left. Baltimore, you ain't going through Baltimore.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You have to, you know, do that U-turn. And that shows who you are as a person. You're not just that person online. You that person in person. You know what I'm saying? And like, you that one. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I want to get to that level. I have so many people around the states that, and even out of the country, you know, that truly appreciate me as a person. Just my presence is just, you know, is uplifting, you know. So, you know, I'm trying to, you know, that's my goal for this year, to get my traveling in, you know. That's my goal, you know.
Listen here, I remember when I was 30, okay? Mm-hmm. And when my, you know, your life transitioned like those every like 5-6 years for me, right? And it's so crazy because I remember when I was 30, I had a fucking 11-year-old and I'm looking and I'm just like, fuck, I'm 30 now and I want to make all these things hit and fly and be so dope and this and that. But man, realistically, we put ages on things that don't even need no fucking age cap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm going to just let you know that, you know, stepping in to your 30th year, you know, and what's so dope is this is a year 3 for me too, you know. 30, we're gonna take the 0 off. That's 3 for you, right? I turned 39. 9 plus 3 is 12, 2 plus 1 is 3, right? So pretty transformational year for us, filled with a lot of fire. Both of us do have Leo in our rising, and hey, happy abundant full moon in Leo today. That energy definitely, like, I had so much fire in me this morning. I had to call Black Goddess, like, girl, calm this down. And then she had to call me, like, girl, calm this down, because, you know,
How we get. How we get. We just got so, we filled with love, and sometimes when we're not hurt, sometimes we have to, we gotta put some fire to it, you know. We gotta let that water go, put that goddamn, that water down from off our shoulders, and show what the fuck, who the fuck we are, because clearly they ain't hearing us.
Because even though we may be the water bearers, though, we have that air sign. And when air hit fire, what it do?
Oh, that motherfucker go.
Okay. She amplified. So we got to look at it that way. But yo, let me tell you, stepping into 30, girl, just be realistic with yourself.
Okay? Definitely.
Be realistic with yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, set realistic goals. Go. Okay. Align yourself. Realistic people.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Honest people. And quickly decipher, like, listen, if this person ain't, you know, where you need to be right now, man, just step.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't nothing wrong. You know, ain't nothing wrong with taking.
Because come to tie it back around, health is wealth. You can't be killing yourself inside trying to help the next person. How you gonna help everybody else when you ain't right? How you gonna pour into someone else when you're not, you know, you don't have your mind right?
Girl, we ain't even gonna touch that topic right now, because you know when if your girl touches, you know how that gonna go, right?
So yes, not, yes, ma'am.
We can definitely talk. Opened up, I did say, you know, a lot of people are put in the position to help, and I want us to get in that, you know. I'll just start this by saying, if there's anything, I know you're pretty open, but you know, these are my mystics that are now going to get to know you, okay?
Yes.
So they're now going to get to know you on a very intimate level. You're about to share some truths, some honesty
for sure. Yes.
So that we can help. So we can assist anybody else who is new to this or may have feel as if they have encountered it or contracted or, you know, whatever the situation is, you know, a carrier, you know, they're definitely going to get to know you. I do love to do these voice only ones because, you know, sometimes people see us, and when they see us, it changes the story, even when you got something real to talk about. So definitely, you know, I had a young lady that was going to be a part of it, and she actually came and she did it, and then something just said sit with it for a few days, and when I did, you know, she kind of just kind of pulled back, and I had the recording, and I said, you know what, I'm going to delete it because I don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable or unsure about this, because I want you to understand that when you come on here on my platform, it's because we're going to be honest. We're going to be transparent, because any listener, new or old, listening to this episode should be able to close their eyes and feel what the fuck it is we talking about. Okay? Shit, they may be going through that shit today, or they may have encountered it, or they may be dealing with it, or shit, it may be coming into their future. Okay? So if at any point in time during this conversation, there is something that you don't feel comfortable discussing right now, or whatever the situation is, we can just, you could be like, girl, move right along, and we gonna just move right along. You know, I'm a free-flowing ass motherfucker. I should be a whole DJ out here. So I don't have any questions, or I don't have any, not any questions. Like, I do have my questions, don't have them written down. But I'm sure they all want to know what the fuck we're here to talk about tonight. And tonight we're here to talk about STDs. And more so to speak about STD, because I am presenting at the third Gullah Geechee event, March 26th. I am presenting this very same topic, intimate sex, herbal intimate sex, as I have created that name and path for myself, and STDs. So this is like a dope introduction, because it's kind of like keeping me up on it, you know, like I can't afford to fuck around right now. Type shit, like, girl, you've got to come with that power. So we're going to talk about STDs tonight, and everybody, I know the hit one, always talk about HIV and AIDS, blah, 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 right? But there are so many other ones that we just don't speak enough about. And it's because I said we still don't come out here and talk enough about it. Why it's still on the fucking rise. I would also like to say this in the beginning. What I may say may not be for everybody. If it's not for you, then carry along, okay? Whatever it is that you need to take from this, please take from it. Or if you just like to hear our sexy voices, rock with it too, okay? But tonight, Black Goddess and I, we're going to talk about herpes, okay? And we're going to talk about herpes, because just about any other, you know, STD, they always have a simplex one and two or a one. Okay, and I want to just, before we dive in, you know, I just want people to know that yes, there are two types of herpes. Okay, herpes also known as HSV, herpes simplex virus. Okay, or an infection or whatever the fuck they want to, you know, right? Which does have, like diabetes, you know, does have type 1 and type 2. Okay? And just like diabetes, this can very much cause some major damage, you know, because, you know, we have been taught that these these STDs cannot be reversed. But I am here to say that with proper eating habits, proper exercising, proper rest, a healthy elemental life, a very well-needed open spiritual life, the right fucking herbs. Yeah, because you see, viruses don't kill you. It's that immune system.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're just going to start off tonight by just, you know, letting people know that herpes does has, and when I say herpes, it's because I'm Jamaican, so just chill, right? So it does have type 1 and type 2.
Yes.
Do you want to break it down, you know, or like co-piece to down, or do you want me just to like run through it for them? How do you want us to do it? Because it's your show tonight. You feel me?
Oh,
so,
okay.
So how you want to do it?
I guess you can do the run through on exactly what HSV 1, type 1, and type 2 is, and I can introduce what I have and what exactly I how I manage it. And what I did to keep it under control.
Okay. All right. So for, you know, herpes is a virus, a contagious virus that causes sores, mostly in the mouth and genital areas. Okay. Which will make all sense because it spreads from the contact, that open contact of skin. Okay.
Yeah.
So if it's infected, you know, and your skin is open and you go ahead and you kiss someone or, you know, you guys have oral sex or vaginal sex or anal sex, okay, you are now opening that person to contracting, receiving this STD. Is herpes an STD? Yes, it is.
Yes.
It most definitely is a STD because type 1 is transmitted through kissing or that open touch. So if you do a whole bunch of that, suck out the tongue and and this is why sometimes when people look at me and be like, and it's just so crazy because naturally I never really cared for tongue in my mouth kissing and naturally I don't care to give head and it's so crazy because now it makes sense for me because my spirit already knew, hey, chill, because sometimes sometimes people just aren't honest and sometimes they want to be honest but they are so afraid because they're now
too ashamed.
There we go, right? So kissing, touching is the main cause of herpes simplex 1. Okay. For herpes simplex 2, the main cause is sexual contact. So now we're having unprotected raw sex because God, that pussy feels so good. Okay. I want to feel how good that nigga that feels inside.
Who give a fuck about a damn STD when you in the moment?
Okay. Right. We don't care about that right now.
No,
we don't. So here we go now opening another person and another person and another person. So this, if you're kissing and sucking and fucking, now you're getting it through all channels, through the gut, through the genital areas, through the butt. Okay. And when these blisters, you know, come, you know, listen, it's like you need that antiviral herb, you know, which can eventually like shorten how often it happens.
Yeah.
You know, it definitely relieves that discomfort, that dis-ease that the disease causes, those symptoms that tend to worsen from time to time by maybe the food that you eat to flare it up. So I want to get into your story, and then we'll speak about herbs and supplements and stuff before we leave, because you're going to add on to yours. But I'm going to sit
Definitely.
back and I'm going to just ask you. I don't want to say much. I want you to talk, okay? Because I want to smoke this little good old Kush that my mystic sent all the way from yonder for me, okay? But I want you to tell my people. I want you to tell our people how Black Goddess contracted this. How did you address it when you figured it out? How did you speak to the people involved? Girl, just lay the shit out. Just lay the shit out that you know the people need to know. Just lay it out.
So it began when I was 22. I had three guys that that I was dealing with, and it wasn't someone that these were random people. When that happened, I messed with like three guys in 1 week. And with that being said, I kind of I made my bed up and I laid in it. So with that being said, I had three different guys, right? So when I contracted it, I remember being at work. And oh, by the way, I do have HSV2. That is in the genitals area. I remember being at work. I remember feeling this sensation, like it was a burning like sensation between like my I believe it's called the pineal gland or something, like between the it's between the butthole and the vagina area. And I remember having that sensation, and I thought of, because at the time, like, I've always been a very sweaty woman, so I've always had to make sure I was on top of my hygiene, right? So at the time, I put deodorant on my thighs, and I thought that was irritating my vagina, right? So with that being said, I was curious. It started to become worse, and then I started getting flu-like symptoms. And then I remember telling my cousin when we were out shopping, I was like, I don't feel good. I'm like, it's hot as hell outside. When I tell you it was like 80 degrees outside, yes, we're in a mall, but you shouldn't be getting chills, you know? So with that being said, later on that day, it gotten worse. And when I would take a shower, I would still have the chills. I remember taking the camera or a little mirror, a little mirror you can look behind, like look in the mirror, look at your hair from the back. I put my foot up on a counter and I put the mirror between my legs, and I looked, and I remember seeing like a little, like a open space, like it was kind of like exposed a
It's
little
called the
bit.
perineum.
Yes, that's what it's called. Okay.
Yeah, it's
The
so that's
pineal is
the
in the head. The
it's the
pineal is in the
tissue,
head,
right?
right?
It's
Okay.
the tissue. Yeah. So
Yes.
it's just that tissue.
Yes.
It's where the skin and the muscle contracts.
Yes.
Yeah, in that area. Yeah. Okay.
So that was that, right? And then, I was like, well, maybe a few days I'll feel right, not thinking like, oh, I may have an STD, because I never
Right.
struggled with
Who the
that
fuck thinks
before.
of that, right? Right.
Exactly,
Right.
which I never gotten checked out. I've always been kind of, just with the stories, past stories of, us Black women going to the doctor, that's always been a fear of mine. So with that being said, I tried to handle it myself. And it began to become worse and worse. And I had blisters all over my vagina. I've never seen such a thing before. It was disgusting.
Now when you say all over your vagina, are we speaking of just the outer lip or the inner lip? Do you have to keep that area shaved? And like, how the, like, it is, what are the fluids that are associated with that?
Yes, the fluids. It was a lot of fluid. I was very moist down there. So when you have a outbreak, you should have on cotton, 100% cotton underwear on. You should have it dry down there, you know, because you don't want to irritate it even more.
Right.
So with that being said, at the time, I didn't have that knowledge. I was out here free balling. You know, had my dress on free balling, had that pussy airing out. That motherfucker needs to air the fuck out. But what the fuck is this on my pussy? So my best friend, which is still riding along with me, I lay down on the floor and I said, can you please look at my pussy? She said, yes. She went, she put on some gloves.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't even have no fucking gloves. Excuse me. She went to grab a warm towel. I laid there, had my legs open, and she was moving my lips open, looking at it, like analyzing it, you know,
right.
and in a vulnerable state. And when I say that, she's never made me feel bad about it, and just for her being solid, that makes me feel so, it makes me feel comfortable, and it made me feel accepted, like it's okay, you know. So with that being said, I don't want to get off topic, but she analyzed it and she like, yo, you need to, you know, we need to go and get it checked out. When I say it's so hard to make a fucking doctor's appointment, like you think it's hard during a pandemic, like that shit, just to get your pussy checked out. Like I could have fucking been dead, yo. I didn't know what the fuck it was. So I didn't tell my parents at the time. You know, I was too ashamed, you know. And at the time I hadn't started my health journey yet.
Right. Okay.
So that's another story. We'll get on that topic. So I remember being in a car. Well, after that situation, you know, we tried to get into clinics. They were saying, we can see you next month. We can see you 2 months ahead. God. What the fuck? At this point, bitch, you got to go to the fucking
ER.
You got to go. The ER. Hello. Mm-hmm. Hello. Okay. So even before that, I was still, you know, skeptical. I waited a few more days. It got worse. So I'm sitting in the car.
No, when waiting. You say it got worse, I need you to.
It got moist. It even got even more moist. It was just so drippy. Like,
did it have an
it
odor?
Had a scent. Yes, there we go. And like I told you, I've always been kind of sweaty. So yeah. I've had to, you know, I had those like extra scents. To me, you know, like now I can.
And
I
how got much it under were you control. Weighing at this time?
At that time, I was 285.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At the age of 22, I remember sitting in my best friend's car. She ran into her boyfriend's house, and I had on a dress. And I remember lifting my leg up in her car, and I remember looking at it, and I looked down, and I'm feeling the moment again. I opened up my lips with my hands and my fingers were like moist. And I put my hand on my knee. Let me tell you how bad this shit is, so goddamn contagious when you're in an outbreak. When I tell you that on my leg where I put my finger at, can you believe I was getting outbreaks right there?
What?
I was getting outbreaks right there. And I remember my mother seeing that. When she walked, my mom, very observant. We're like one and the same when it comes to observing. So she came into my room and she seen like little blisters on my leg, my left leg, little blisters. She said, what is that? And I was like, I don't know. And I just covered it. And she said, you need to go to the doctor. You need to get that checked out. And I'm like, I am. Okay, that's that, right? I finally go to the, Sorry. I went into her boyfriend's house. I remember getting made fun of after the fact, after I left, he told her boyfriend that I had a certain scent to me and I felt bad. We laughed it off, which I was cracking up because some shit would get to me, but I blow that shit off because motherfucker ain't gonna see you tomorrow. You ain't coming over my house and you ain't shit. He's dead now. He ended up getting killed like a couple months later. But anyway, with that being said, I did go to ER, and I remember researching about it, and they said that usually doctors are able to detect it just by looking at it. And so I never gotten any blood work done. I just got the word of mouth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he said, yep, that's what it is. And I was like, okay. And when I say after that, when I was told, I remember sitting on that table. And I remember sitting on the table. And I remember the doctor telling me that it is, you know, what it was. And I remember getting a lightheaded feeling, and I had to lay back on the table. And I said, oh my God, like, having a family is over.
Right.
You've always wanted love. You always wanted all of this. Right. You can't have it anymore.
I mean, but you can, you know.
I know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me now, yeah. I don't give a fuck. You know? But at that time, and that, yeah, you know, the young-minded where I was at that time, you know, I that's the first thing I thought of, because I wanted love, you know. I just didn't want any kind of love, you know. So with that being said, you know, that was really hard for me. And one main thing, I was mad because I couldn't get my pussy sucked on anymore. My best friend said, nope, no more hair for you. And I was like, uh-uh. So as time went on and on, I embraced that shit. Yeah. I embraced it because I learned that 85% of America has that shit and don't even fucking know
it.
And they up here making fun of motherfuckers with herpes and HIV, and these motherfuckers living the best life as a motherfucker that's clean as fuck, that got a full-time job, you know what I'm saying? So, or you know, doing what they love, or, you know, with that being said, yeah, so after that, I looked into what triggers it. What triggers that HSV2 simplex? Mm-hmm. What triggers that, right? So I looked into that. I looked into the foods that I could take in. When I tell you I couldn't sleep when I first found out, like months, I said, oh, you getting in the gym. Mm-hmm. I started doing, you know, everybody was like, yo, what? It started off with my dad. My dad said, you losing weight, you look, you know, you look small. Like, I'm like, whatever, dad, you know. But he was seeing me every day. When the people that see you every day see a change, you know, that shit real. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, I really took it serious. I took it as it's a part of my life now. So mm-hmm. I have to make this a way of life, right? Mm-hmm. So I have to make adjustments. And that's what I did. You know, I took that level of taking it on, and I started going on my weight loss journey. I started eating differently. And you know what, when I tell you, Mystic, when I tell you that I rarely have outbreaks, child. I rarely have outbreaks.
Because you changed your whole fucking life. Yeah.
When I stress out, or if I drink too much liquor, like drink it too many times out of the week and be stressed out and not eat as much and all that, I start feeling that sensation on my pussy. And it feels like it's a tingle. And I'd be like, okay, bitch. Cut that shit out. Time to put some lemons in that goddamn water. Get that ginger together. Get you some salmon. Get you some spinach. You know, like, you have to.
Because you see, you know, what a lot of people, you know, don't know is, you know, mm-hmm. herpes increases in the genital area, that lining that we were just mm-hmm. talking about. Mm-hmm. It increases the number of immune cells in there, right? Mm-hmm. So when that extra wet wear happened, mm-hmm. it can now provide a way for HIV yep. to enter the body.
Yes.
Okay.
You're more susceptible on attracting everything.
Else. Every single thing.
Everything. And you know, it's a blessing because when I tell you, when I felt like I could keep it down, I felt like Superwoman after that. And I still had sex with other people unprotected without saying anything. And that's not good on my part, you know. Mm-hmm. That's karma that I have to deal with. And that's why I live a peaceful life. I do great by others. I'm honest to balance that out. I understand that I receive my karma and I take it and I move around, you know, and I don't dwell on it and I don't upset myself about it. So
so let me ask you this.
Did
you find it after you accepted, you know, the truth of what it was, and mm-hmm. I guess you did tell your parents, right?
I did not, no.
You did not?
Nope.
Do they know now?
They do not.
Okay.
Well, now my father, he is deceased.
Okay.
He died, yeah, but it's 2020, December 2020, so I now just have my mother. I have yet to tell her. I feel like it's coming out soon. Because okay. our bond has grown.
Okay.
She's becoming more understanding and accept who I am as a person. She know who I am. She know what I allow. And she know that I'm honest. Because I'm not going by how I was raised. I still was raised to be wholehearted and honest. And that's something that I apply to life, you know. So we've gotten better with our relationship, but I just don't feel like the time is right now, but it will eventually come out, hopefully, you know. So,
and you know what, maybe with you doing the podcast and then probably mm-hmm. coming on again and on again and
mm-hmm.
you know, as
yes.
we're going to take on this journey, because you know, girl, now I'm just yes. going to be like, let's heal you yes. with these herbs, right?
Yes, and I'm open.
You know, and maybe, mm-hmm. you know, with you being able to help others, you know,
yes.
and take them on this journey with you, it may give you a better feeling,
uh-huh.
You know, mm-hmm. when telling your mom, because you can now say
yes.
not just, hey, mom, this is
yeah.
what's going on, and I need to be honest with you,
mm-hmm.
but I need to be honest with you, this is what's mm-hmm. going on, but guess what? Taken the time to make the difference in this way with it, and
mm-hmm.
it's a part of my life right now. I don't want us
yeah.
to cry about it. I'm
right.
just letting you know what's going on, and boom, you know, and we deal with things
mm-hmm.
differently, right? But
definitely,
mommy,
right.
you know how to rock it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
maybe in you helping other people now,
mm-hmm.
it may break the fall a little bit.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. you know,
and it's helping me as well, you know,
yeah.
and that's why, you know, just taking on this has, it, like I said, my 30s, I'm on something different. I'm elevated.
But what about relationship? Like, does that have?
Yes, let me tell you, I'm in a relationship now, 2 years strong.
Okay.
You know, we have our differences, definitely. But with that being said, I was open right off rip because the person that I plan on living my life with, I don't want him to come to me and tell me, you know, thinking that I'm cheating on him, right?
Right,
so
right,
and
right,
I'm
right.
very whole soul. I'm very whole soul. So I tell him, like, you know, I'm going to just let you know now before we go forward. You know, I did contract HSV2. You know, when I was younger,
do you know who you got it from?
I don't know.
You don't
and
know.
And when I confronted the person who I feel like I did get it from, he ghosted me. You know, it's two people, all three of them. I hadn't talked to them, but the one person I remember specifically, at the time seeing small bumps on his penis. And I remember asking, I said, hold up, turn that light on. Let me see your dick. I said, what the fuck is this? I said, what is this? And he was like, oh, that's just, you know, I've had that since I was younger. Me, me now would be like, oh, hell no. Nah. I'm good.
Right. But back then.
Back then, I was so horny. I was so horny that I didn't give a fuck. Just put that fucking dick in me. I'll worry about the shit later. I'll pay the bill later. And I paid the cost of life. Yeah. My life. And when I remember calling him, no. Well, he wouldn't answer my calls. I text him. That's why my gut tell me that I got it from him. But my gut also tell me from this other guy. And I remember asking him, well, he had a small dick. And I don't even know why I fucked him. But listen, this motherfucker, I didn't even feel his dick on his back. But anyway, girl, let me not get off topic. But I'm like,
he crazy.
Why he acting all shady? Nigga, let me see. No,
do you not think that it may have been your mind saying that shit too? Because now, let's be real.
I manifested.
Because you was just being loosey-goosey, fucky-ducky over here, right? And then now
you're three face. Niggas in 1 week.
Come on now. Black guys.
But and you know what? I used to be that one that, where the condom at, nigga? But once I felt that raw dick that one time, I said, oh, yeah, this is where it's at. I guess this is where it's at. Yeah. I'm glad it could have been way worse.
Yeah.
You know? But I am still blessed. But with that being said, what really caught my attention? The guy that said, well, the guy, he goes to me. The other guy goes to me, too. But I remember seeing him at the corner store. He lost a lot of weight. And it made me think, down the line, did he contract the same thing and didn't want to tell me? Mm-hmm. And he did the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. But, and then the other guy, when I asked
him, this is how the stuff keeps spreading, though.
Exactly.
No, nobody's saying anything. And,
too caught up in the moment.
Yeah. Come
that
on,
moment
mama.
Sex is immature.
It's a motherfucker. Yes,
it's a motherfucker. You know, you in that moment, that fucking pussy hot, that fucking dick hard, and you ready to fuck some dick. You ready for that motherfucker to slide in. And you not thinking about the benefits you're about to reap after that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just too much. And sometimes I wish I could go back. But no, not anymore, because I wouldn't be who I am right now.
Right.
If I didn't do that, I would probably be out here still loose and goose, and it probably would have been dead by now. Who knows?
And being dishonest and
yeah, and that's not in my blood. So,
never found out where you got it from?
Nope.
Oh wow.
Nope. I just had to embrace it and move the fuck around, because that was my choice I made. It wasn't him. He didn't just slide his dick. I could have easily put my hand on my pussy or move. Yeah. Like, you know, no condom, no. You know, yeah. And out of all these years.
So what would you tell people right now, one that are just, you know, promiscuous or, you know, people who prefer to mm-hmm. knowingly have open relationships uh-huh. and uh-huh. partnerships, people who are new to it, newly contracted and just may have just stumbled upon this podcast, like, mm-hmm. what would you tell these people, you know, to help themselves, one, you know, be okay with living with it and you know, just give them a few little hints, you know, because girl, we in about 45 minutes and people gonna be like, what? So let's just give them like some little, you know, tips, you know, they probably can do on my side, because I want you to finish up on my side.
I know.
I deal with, you know, my clients with, you know, herpes, I give them stuff like lemon balm. Uh-huh. Tea tree is good for it too.
Yes.
There's pot de arco. Mm-hmm. There's sage, you know, mm-hmm. rhubarb mm-hmm. is good too, right? Because all these have these great antiviral, you know, you know, properties that just really help to keep that stuff down.
Yeah.
Lemon balm is really, really calming. And I am a firm believer that it can damn near heal anything in your body if taken in the right dosage. And you just do it, you know, as you should. You know, a lot of times people ask, you know, well, is there a supplement that they can do, or is something, you know, if you incorporate zinc into your diet, that helps to treat those symptoms from coming up as well. Those cold sores, and like you said, you had that flu-like symptom. It, it helps to keep that down. So, you know, you can incorporate a little bit of that, you know, into your life, you know, and build up your proteins to prevent, you know, the breakouts, you know, your healthy proteins. But I want you just to just give them, you know, something, you know, until, because, you know, girl, we can always come back, because this is just.
Yes, for sure. You know, yeah, this is a long story that we can definitely revisit, because there's so much I have to share.
For sure. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for a woman that, you know, got it at a young age, and then you had to mature into the being that you are now, from dishonesty to honest, from loosey-goosey to tidy-whitey, you know, what would you say to them?
I would say protect yourself. You are, until you meet that one, I would say when you feel like you met that one, still protect yourself. Because you don't want to pass it along to someone that you love. And what if it don't work out? I'm in that situation now. What if it doesn't work out? And, you know, I want to up and leave, but I don't want to leave him with that guilt of, you know, feeling some type of way that now that he possibly could have contracted it. Because, baby, when I tell you, we got nasty, nasty, gassy up in here. That pussy was busted wide open.
That's why your ass is in the fucking trouble.
Hello. Fucking face all up in that goddamn pussy hole. Okay? But let me tell you. Wait till you feel like that's that one. And for the ones that don't have it, protect yourself until you feel like you found that one, and you both go to the clinic together. I know you may be scared. You may be, you know, you may feel like you may get some different results or something added onto it. It's worth to know than it's worth the known than the unknown. And then living with the unknown, you're going to fuck up your inner peace, right? So I would say you two go to the clinic together, get your results together, then you can bust that pussy wide open, and then y'all can fucking fuck. You know what I'm saying? If y'all have that honesty, if y'all are on that honesty level, you know what I'm saying? Like, pure honest. But
girl,
if you do have
this,
it,
is why, can I tell you something like,
what's that?
This is why I have not been having sex, and there's some moments where I do want it, but let me tell you something. It's not worth it for me.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
You became too far. You 39 and contracting something.
It's definitely, you know, and I do agree, you know. I don't agree with, I go at a separate time and you go at a separate time. We both have to go together because, you know, there's one thing when you know how you carry yourself, you know, because you're able to say, I did this, I didn't do that. But you can never swear for the next man. And I always say, people mouth do some things, baby. You know, and you know, crazier things have happened, you know. So I definitely say, hey, if you guys are going to embark on that, you know, journey, please just go on and do it, because you know, the only way we can just stop the spread of it is one, through awareness, and two, actually actively stepping into that, right? Making the conscious, you know, you know, because even me as a mother, you know, and this is why I, you know, I kind of just dug into it even more because, you know, I have two children now.
Yes.
You know, I want to make sure, one, I live for them, and two, I want them to make sure they live for themselves, too. So, you know, you know, we have to spread this awareness. So, you know, I'm going to say I think we gave them a lot for tonight. And I'm going to recap it by saying, y'all, she was loosey-goosey numbers playing because it's a lot. Don't do this to her. But, you know, thank you so much for coming in. This is just the beginning. We're definitely
just going the beginning.
You know, we're going to start vibing and getting these herbs into you and pumping it into. Because how much do you weigh now, you say?
I weigh myself today. I am 194.
Girl, from 285.
This year it has made 8 years since I've been on this journey. I should be smaller, but it's, okay. It's a journey.
And you look the fuck good in person, though, girl.
The fuck good.
Yes,
in
you
the
do,
skin.
Boo.
When I tell you,
yes.
When I tell you, let me tell you one thing. When you get on your health journey, your skin will lighten up. And I was chocolate. When I tell you I have to change my foundation color, because I remember visiting here before I moved here. I remember a good friend of mine at that time. She told me, "Why are you wearing that color? You're not even that color. I see your ears don't even match that, and your neck don't." And when I put on my foundation, I make sure I drag it down to my neck and to, you know, my ears and everything.
No, but girl, that ain't gonna change it.
That
shit don't match. But this is a prime example of if your insides are clean,
they're good.
Your exterior
yep.
will show. It will glow, most definitely. Well, my gorgeous black goddess, you know, whenever you're ready to come on and drop a little STD, you know, knowledge, because next time you come back, you're going to have to bring maybe two recipes or something for them. So, let's do that
for you.
Let's do that. Bring, you know, recipes and, you know, maybe you could work with some people on their, you know, weight loss, you know, journey and stuff. Let's get this movement going, okay? So, whenever you're ready to pop back in, let me know, and we'll do that. We're giving thanks for coming through and blessing me in my podcast this evening.
Yes, anytime.
And girl, this will be fire. Welcome to the healing world of intimate sex and STDs. Well, my love, you know, we'll catch up on the flip side. And to my amazing mystics, giving thanks for chiming in. Peace and light.
Peace, everybody.
Bye, boo.